Hawaiian style may look like your run-of-the-mill surf shop. Longboards line the walls, and clothing racks are packed with shirts, shorts, and swimsuits. But manager Frankie Thompson shows me a sign hidden in the back by the register. He says it's the most popular item, and it has nothing to do with catching waves.
We've had some tourists where that's the thing I'll share with them. It's like, you know what our best-selling thing is? I'll, like, take a guess. And then I show them the pies, and they're like, no way, where? They think I'm joking.
That's right, their best-selling item are pies. But these aren't just any pies, they're Holy's Bakery pies. And they've got a bit of a cult following. The Big Island Bakery says their coveted pies used to be available at Star Market. But after they were bought out by Times, folks from Oahu had to fly all the way to the Big Island to get their fix. Until now. Thompson said it all started while brainstorming ways to bring in more local customers. One of his coworkers mentioned Holy's, and the idea stuck. Soon after, Hawaiian Style became the only place on Oahu selling Holy's pies.
Once it got posted on Holy's Facebook site that we were carrying the pies on Oahu, it went kind of mental.
Thompson said that's when they started selling 50 pies in one day. At the time, they were only getting 60 a week. He's since had to buy a second fridge to keep up with the orders, and even has a waiting list. So what makes this pie so popular people would actually hop on a plane to get one?
It's the butter.
And a whole lot of it. Thompson says baking the frozen pie at home is part of the Holy's experience.
You see it percolating butter, and hopefully you put a cookie tin underneath to catch the drips, because the amount of butter and fruit that's in there, as it bakes, that butter's going out over the crust.
A lot of butter. The more butter, the better. Yeah, we've been doing it, you know, the same way ever since I've been born. So just never changed.
That's Ryan Molin. His grandmother, Margaret Hori, runs the family operation. Ryan's great-grandfather, Yoshiro, started the business in 1930. He shares the story behind the name of the Kapa'au Bakery.
My great-grandfather's last name is Hori, H-O-R-I. And, you know, in Japanese, R sounds like L. And so, yeah, the guy making the sign says that's what he thought he heard. So, and my great-grandfather got this nice sign, and he's all like, okay, we'll just roll with this.
And the name Holy's Bakery was born. I asked Ryan what he thought when Thompson, from Hawaiian Style, called him up about the pies.
Oh, I was stoked, because I've been trying to get my pies on Oahu for a long time.
He admits pies are definitely an unusual item to find at a surf shop.
Like, nobody really believes me either. Like, you should see everybody's face when I tell them, like, no, that's a clothing shop. They just open, yeah, like, they're selling their pies. Like, they went from one chest freezer to two in, like, a matter of months.
Back at Hawaiian Style, Thompson says he sees families drive in all the way from Ewa Beach, Waipahu, even the North Shore.
Family get-togethers and parties, it's been a popular pie, and they remember it.
One of his best customers bought close to 15 pies in 1 week. Thompson says he's just happy to give the people what they want.
We're sharing something that the Big Island has to offer, yet you don't have to go that distance to get it.
To get your hands on Holy's Bakery pies in Oahu, check out Hawaiian Style on Kapi'olani. Details are on our website. Molly Solomon for HPR News.